Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome into One Dude with a Fantasy, man. Still kind of working on that. I am that dude. This is Bo Johnson. The very best way for you to get in touch with the show is actually through Twitter. I am at Jedi Sports Radio. All right, you can give us a call, 404-726-0929. We'll get to you if we can. Lots of information to be packed into one little tiny little hour this morning. You can also hit me on the text line, which is the exact same number, 404-726-0929. A little bit easier to interact that way. But yeah, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on IG if you want to. You can DM me. I will get back to you to the best of my abilities between now and Sunday morning, afternoon. Lots of stuff happening. We have practices that will happen today. We have lots of banged up players are going to be playing in Monday Night Football. Four games on Monday night, though, which is good as far as injuries are concerned because it makes the allotment of available players a little bit expanded. But week three is already underway, and goodness gracious alive, we had a Thursday Night Football game on Thursday. At least one of the teams showed up. The New York Jets, led by Aaron Rodgers and Fire Marshal Bill, or whatever that guy's name is, pummel the New England Patriots 24-3. New England Patriots don't even show up in this game. We have our very first Drake May sighting. So the Patriots are 1-2. At what point does Drake May take over for Jacoby Brissett? Permanently. It's got to happen at some point, right? Although they have zero offensive line, why would you want to do that to the young fella? You may just end up Bryce Younging this guy, if that can be a term. But Jacoby Brissett, not a startable option anyway. Probably not even rostered on anybody's rosters. Drake May, however, may be on a dynasty. I actually have Drake May as the third quarterback in a super flex dynasty-type keeper league. I just need him to be starting by week 7 when I think Caleb Williams goes in a bye. So we'll see what happens there. Hopefully he will be. Not a lot to look to on the New England Patriots offense. Go ahead and get to the biggest dud, which may be the biggest dud of the week. As Ramondre Stevenson comes into this football game as a top 5 running back. He may have even been a top 3. Let's see. I can get that number for you right here. Let's get our running backs here. If I can get my little Ramondre Stevenson is still a top 7 running back after only putting up 1.3 points on Thursday evening. So he came into that game, you know, as a top 5 guy. Not the best performance there by the New England Patriots. As far as the New England Patriots pass catchers are concerned, as far as Ramondre Stevenson, so he had Antonio Gibson kind of eating into his work. Gibson actually had 5 carries. Ramondre Stevenson only had 6. In the pass game, Gibson had 3 receptions off of 3 targets. Ramondre wasn't used much at all in the pass game Thursday, but he typically is. I'm not fading Ramondre Stevenson or freaking out quite yet, but this Patriots offense is very paltry looking. And I don't know if it's going to get much better. I think the best thing may have been to, although, you know, we took Ramondre Stevenson in the late 2nd round, early 3rd, and we have him as our RB2. Maybe you only have him as your flex play. If you got him like the 3rd, 4th round, it's probably accurate depending on how big your league is. Maybe the best thing would have been to trade him after week 2. Kind of a trade it while he's hot, trade high, sell high type situation. But we'll see. The jury's still out for me. I'm still going to roll Ramondre Stevenson out there next week, more than likely. This Patriots, he has gotten it done the first 2 weeks. They just didn't look good. The Jets have a good defense. Let us not forget that. All right, and They have a great secondary, which allowed them to just get after Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, who came in for like, he made 8 pass attempts, and I think he was sacked 4 times. Sacked just as many times as he had completions. So, not going to waste a whole lot of time on the New England Patriots. As far as the pass catchers are concerned, I'm off on all their pass catchers until they can show some semblance of an offense getting working. Pop Douglas was the guy in this game, 7 receptions for 69 yards. He got you 15 points. Highest scoring New England Patriot on Thursday night, Pop Douglas. DeMario Douglas, 15 points. Bye week fill-in at best. Jalen Polk, 2 receptions for 13 yards. He gets you 3 points. Hunter Henry gets you 3 points. Austin Hooper gets you 3 points. Antonio Gibson gets you 7 points. And like I said, Ramondre Stevenson gets you 1.3 points. There's nothing on this New England Patriots offense that I want to start in fantasy football until we get to bye weeks, and even then I'm trying to avoid it. Unless maybe Drake May comes in and starts lighting the world on fire. That could happen. You never know. But we'll see. Now, on to the New York Jets side of the football. This is a lot more juicy. Look at Aaron Rodgers out there running spry. Game number 3 after tearing his Achilles on play number 4 last week, giving the New York Jets some hope. The Jets are 2-1 in their home opener. Look good. 27 for 35. Throws for 2 touchdowns, no picks. You're not going to see Aaron Rodgers throw for a whole lot of picks. He is a crafty veteran. Doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. He gets you 21 points. That's a great day. Did you have Aaron Rodgers starting on Thursday? I would imagine with bye weeks not yet happening, you probably had Aaron Rodgers on a bunch of teams as a second quarterback on a super flex. And he didn't need to be started this past week. You know, if hindsight's 50-50, like Cam Newton says, you're going to start him. But it's fine. Keep him on your radar. He'll be a great quarterback to start when he has a good matchup. This was a great matchup. 21 points for Aaron Rodgers. Breece Hall does not disappoint. Gets you 18 points. So that's pretty good. Braylon Allen, the other New York Jets running back, 11 carries for 55 yards. Also had 3 receptions for 13 yards, so that's 3 more points. So by my math, that's going to be about, you know, 8 points. But 11 carries is some pretty good work there to Breece Hall's 16. So I would pay attention to that. Braylon Allen needs to be owned across all formats. I wouldn't yet call this a 50-50. I don't think that it's going to get there. Breece Hall still more active in the pass game. He caught 4 receptions for 29 yards. But I would keep that on my radar. But Breece Hall, look, fantasy stud. You took him in the first round. He's going to pay that off, especially if this offense, if Aaron Rodgers keeps throwing the ball like he did on Thursday. But Braylon Allen, I would definitely keep him on my radar. I would definitely, if I had Breece Hall, want Braylon Allen as a handcuff. That's where I think Braylon Allen deserves to be in the realm of fantasy football. He's one of those handcuffs that if the starter gets hurt, he's going to come in to a role. Tyler Algier is another type guy like that. But Tyler Algier, David Montgomery, those guys can be started on a weekly basis in your flex spot. Those are the best handcuffs in the league. I would put Braylon Allen in like tier 2 of handcuffs. And we're not going to get that nerdy. We're not going to start tiering handcuffs. But we could. There are some guys out there that are pretty useful and that would have a pretty significant role if somebody were to get hurt. And look, this is the NFL. Injuries do tend to happen on a weekly basis. Another one that I would keep on my radar is Tyler Conklin. As you all probably know, especially you all that were foolish enough, and yes, I say foolish enough, to draft Travis Kelce in like the second round. I keep telling y'all, now look, this is not going to get on the Travis Kelce tangent or conversation yet because we're not talking about the tight ends right yet. We may a little bit later. Travis Kelce just hasn't busted out yet. It's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to pay off a second-round draft pick because, look, he's 35 years old. He's going to hit that wall at some point, and this may be it. I don't think that it is. I think this Chiefs offense is just now getting going, and if Travis Kelce is going to have a week, it's probably going to be Monday versus the Falcons. Hell, they may line Travis Kelce up in the backfield and give him some running back carries. We'll get to the Chiefs running back situation in our injury report. That will come up. But Tyler Conklin, 5 receptions for 93 yards, gets you 14 points, and that's without finding the end zone. 14 points, hey, that's near the top of the bucket for tight ends. So Tyler Conklin, who went largely undrafted, is clearly a favorite target of Aaron Rodgers. He is the dump-off guy, along with the running backs. Just a guy that should be kept on the radar. 14 points is nothing to sneeze at. It's been a pretty disappointing season for the tight end position this year, so far. Mostly with the highly drafted guys. This is why, you know, a few weeks ago, a month ago, Bo's recommended that you wait on tight end. It's super deep. But also, you don't need to draft tight end super high as we look at what Travis Kelce has not done through this first 2 weeks. I'm not mistaken. He has like 5 receptions. So Tyler Conklin, a guy to keep on the tight end radar. He will be a startable guy. We've seen that through 3 weeks now that Aaron Rodgers likes throwing to this guy. Another guy Aaron Rodgers loves throwing to is Alan Lazard. 3 more receptions for Alan Lazard off of 3 targets. Now, that's the key thing right there. 3 targets. All right, Alan Lazard is not the second coming of, I don't know, somebody else that was great coming off the bench and surprised everybody. A startable flex guy, but don't go by thinking that Garrett Wilson's going to be a flop or Garrett Wilson's not going to pay off that round 2 value that you gave to him. Garrett Wilson matches Alan Lazard with 14 points, but Garrett Wilson had 9 targets. All right, give me the guy that had 9 targets versus the guy that had 3. Those are the things that you need to look at in the box scores when you go to determine who the real usable, valuable guys are in fantasy football. It's the usage. All right, 5 receptions for 33 yards. Not nothing to call home and tell mom about, but he did find the end zone. Aaron Rodgers' first touchdown in his career, and he's got hundreds. Hundreds, I tell you. First touchdown that he's ever thrown to a first-round draft pick wide receiver. How about that? So Garrett Wilson, 14 points there. Like I said, Garrett Wilson is the guy that you want in this offense that's going to catch passes along with Tyler Conklin. Look, you can roll Alan Lazard out there as much as you want in a flex spot, but don't go thinking, go trying to get cute and start saying, oh, wow, well, look, Justin Jefferson hit me last week. I want to start Alan Lazard because I think Justin Jefferson's going to get hurt. Don't do that. Come on. Let's reel this in a little bit. 3 targets. All right. But overall, you know, I don't know if I'm going to go as far as to say a fun Thursday night football game, but look, it was mostly watchable when the New York Jets had the football. A very ugly showing had you on the edge of your seat if you had Patriots offensive skill players. Hopefully Ramondre Stevenson, the only startable guy coming into this game, was the only guy you had. Moving forward, I would probably, if I had to rank the pass catchers for New England, I would probably go Jalen Polk still. The one with the most hope, DeMario Douglas, probably after that, but ugh. They got 2 tight ends that they're kind of using over there. So, whatever. The injury report this week for week 3 is a semi-deep one, but we have some guys like Christian McCaffrey who, look, I want to set your mind at ease here a little bit if you drafted Christian McCaffrey number 1 overall. That's what we recommended doing. All right, that's still the play. All right, the only other option that I would have had was Bijan Robinson, who Bijan Robinson is having a much better season thus far than Christian McCaffrey, but he still hadn't found the end zone. So even he is only like running back number 10 in the season. But CeeDee Lamb has only got like a 90-yard touchdown. Tyreek Hill hadn't done anything. Now he doesn't have a quarterback. Ja'Marr Chase, jeepers creepers, we all know the struggles that the Bengals are going through right now, so he hadn't done anything thus far. Now, Christian McCaffrey's on IR, and he's probably not going to be there out there for another, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, whereas the other guys are at least playing, so I know that you regret it, but let your mind feel at ease a little bit if you did draft Christian McCaffrey. So, the Christian McCaffrey injury situation is somewhat of an easy one because we have a fill-in for him, but what about the Kansas City Chiefs running back situation? Isaiah Pacheco also out. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into T. Higgins. We're going to get into all the injuries, and we're going to get into some quarterback fire and ice on the other side of this break. The one dude with a fantasy, almost forgot my name there. It's Bo Johnson. Back at you in 5 minutes after this break. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Now, more One Dude with a Fantasy.
It's cool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Check out my melody. Love this song. I've probably played this song like four times in the last week in my car. Limp Bizkit hitting the road with Metallica next summer, though. They're not going to be here. Limp Bizkit's not going to be here, but Pantera is. Already have my tickets, by the way. You can hear that. That you can win tickets to Metallica next June right here on 99 The Game throughout the week or whenever. But so My Way comes on through my, you know, random Bo Johnson radio on Apple Music. Just comes on randomly sometimes. And when it comes on, some of those songs are like that where you just have to repeat them like several times. That's what I've done with that one. It's a good song. Love me some Limp. Love me some back in the day Limp. Haven't heard any new stuff. Anyways, let's talk about some injuries real fast before we get into fire and ice with some quarterbacks. I want to bring up shout out to my boy Nolan out there, who I'm actually in a dynasty league with, maybe even a couple of few. But we typically don't do fire and ice with tight ends. But I will bring up something on the other end of the quarterback conversation, because there's a lot of chalky matchups this week with quarterbacks. And by that, I mean there's a lot of good quarterbacks that you probably have starting anyway that have good matchups. So it's not like we have to go super, super deep with finding you a quarterback to start this week. Lots of good matchups with the guys that you probably drafted to be your QB1. All right, but let's talk about some injuries real fast. So the San Francisco 49ers situation. All right, hopefully you were able to pick up Jordan Mason if you did draft Christian McCaffrey. Now, if you were super scientific and you drafted Jordan Mason in the back half of your draft, after drafting Christian McCaffrey 1 overall, look at you being super smart. But Jordan Mason, honestly, was not even one of those guys that we had going into the season that we would have called a great handcuff to own. Eli Mitchell would have been that guy, but he started the season hurt. So we were just hoping Christian McCaffrey didn't get hurt. Lo and behold, he has some freaking Achilles tendonitis and a calf strain and all this stuff that the San Francisco 49ers were not exactly up front with us about. So what you're doing with the San Francisco 49ers running situation, hopefully you got Jordan Mason, because he's the guy. He is a start him, sit it and forget it, plug him in there every week back, as far as I'm concerned. Unless you come into the situation where it's like, I don't know, somebody else that you may have a bad matchup. But Jordan Mason's the guy. Keep him plugged in there. CMC out. Debo Samuel out. George Kittle, doubtful, probably won't play. All right, this is we're not to fire and ice with wide receivers yet, but if there's ever a week for Brandon Ayuk to go off, this is going to be the week right here. All right. Brandon Ayuk is not going to be the only guy that Brock Purdy's throwing the ball to. He may be the main guy. Kyle Shanahan's kind of good about that, using what he has. Look for Brandon Ayuk to go off. Looking at a good game. Look, Jordan Mason's getting enough work. That's what I'm talking about. He's getting, you know, 10-plus carries a game. Involved in the pass game a little bit. But Kittle probably not going to play. The other guys on the San Francisco 49ers that you want to target, Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings has been a thing in his career. And how about still a Georgia Bulldog? Because I think you're always a Georgia Bulldog. Chris Conley, huge Star Wars fan. Where's he been? Chris Conley actually suiting up as a starting wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. Don't know exactly where he'll be used. Been a slot guy throughout his career. So has Jennings, but they'll both be out there. I think Conley's probably going to be used on the perimeter. Jennings probably in the slot. They have a... Who do they play here? It's a good matchup. They got the Rams. The Rams have given up like the most freaking yards to wide receivers, something like that, the whole season. So it's Juwan Jennings 1, Chris Conley 2. Now on to the Kansas City Chiefs, who play Sunday night right here in Atlanta, and they're going to be without Isaiah Pacheco for the foreseeable future with a broken leg. He's on IR, so he's got at least 3 weeks left. All right, the hot waiver wire pickup this week was Carson Steele. Hey, shout out to white running backs. You know, few and far between. He's the next coming of Christian McCaffrey. I can't honestly sit here and tell you that. Carson Steele was the fun pickup because he had a good preseason. He's got the flowing locks. Everybody loves flowing locks. Samaje Perine's still going to be a guy there too, though. and probably going to be the guy that's used more in the passage, the on passing downs. Samaje Perine, if I'm not mistaken, without going through my computer and looking this up, I don't think Samaje Perine even has a rush this season. He hasn't needed to. All right, but if you can look at these guys, if you remember how they ran the ball out there when Jarrett McKinnon was on the Chiefs and Isaiah Pacheco was on the Chiefs, or CEH, but Pacheco was the more successful one, so we're going to compare him to that. That's kind of how we're going to look at Carson Steele and Samaje Perine. Carson Steele would be the Pacheco or the CEH, but more successful, we hope. Samaje Perine would be the Jarrett McKinnon, because that's what the Chiefs do. So you can look at Samaje Perine as being the goal line guy. He may be catching passes from Patrick Mahomes and scoring versus the Falcons on Sunday night. And then Keontae Ingram's on the team, too. Look, I'm not starting Keontae Ingram. I'm barely starting Carson Steele. It's not a great matchup. The Falcons have a good rush defense. So I probably had better options, or hopefully you do, if you drafted Isaiah Pacheco in the second round to be your starting running back, or wherever you got him, maybe the third. That's how you drafted him. If you were able to pick up Carson Steele, you can start him. It's just not a great matchup. I would be starting Isaiah Pacheco versus the Falcons. I'm looking for other options if Carson Steele or Samaje Perine are the guys that I end up getting off the waiver wire, because we haven't seen them in a game yet. We've only seen preseason with Carson Steele. He was the fun pickup, and he was probably the number one guy that I would probably go with, but we haven't seen it. So that's how I would go about, you know, Keontae Ingram's a stash guy. If Keontae Ingram ends up being RB1 on Sunday night versus the Falcons, gets 10 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown, I'm not going to be surprised. You know, so we'll move on. T. Higgins. T. Higgins is trying to play. He's actually been listed as questionable still. Has not played a game yet. Calf issues. He wants to play. Now, the bad thing about T. Higgins is that he plays on Monday Night Football. But that could also be a good thing, because there are other guys playing in Monday Night Football that you can have on your bench as a stash. But the problem with those other guys is that you're probably not starting any of them. That's why they would be available. They're probably not starting any of them as your first choice. All right? So T. Higgins is probably going to play. And if you want to roll with T. Higgins, keep that flex spot open. Like I urged you to do last week, keep that flex spot open for as long as you possibly can. If you have a running back or a wide receiver or a tight end that's already played on Thursday or that plays in the early games on Sunday or Sunday at all, put them in the position spot where they belong, not the flex spot. So if you have a running back playing, put them in the running back spot. This is super, super, super important in fantasy football, because there are such things as late scratches, which is what we saw, if I'm not mistaken, of CMC in week one. Nobody had a plan for CMC going into Monday Night Football, because nobody thought that CMC was going to be a late scratch. So you keep CMC, and you do this regardless if your guys are injured or not, for that reason. You always keep your flex spots open as long as possible, and do we know why? Because they're flexible. Whoa. It's almost like they intended that to be like that. All right, so keep that flex spot open for T. Higgins. Other guys playing Monday night, if T. Higgins doesn't end up going, you have the benefit of two Monday Night Football games. All right? So we have Jags, Bills, Commanders, Bengals. There's a lot of dudes on both of these games that you can just plug in. Look, 3 points is better than 0 points. Or in Ramondre Stevenson's situation, 1.3 points is still better than 0 points. Not the ideal situation for having a running back go on Thursday Night Football, but still better than nothing. All right, so in the first game, it's going to be Jags, Bills. Look, if you're rolling Christian Kirk out there still, bless you. I'm not. I'm not rolling Gabe Davis out there. Brian Thomas, maybe. It's not a great matchup for the Jags, but you can probably find Gabe Davis out there on the waiver wire. Christian Kirk, you may be already on your team, but not being started. So in an emergency situation, you could start Christian Kirk. All right. Then as far as the Bills go, if you have that flex spot open, Ray Davis is a startable option, although he's probably not available out there for you. Curtis Samuel. Mac Hollins, also another guy that could be thrown to Although we still love Khalil Shakur, Keon Coleman in this game as the Bills' top two pass catchers, along with the tight end over there. But these are just guys that if you get in that situation, you can plug in there. These are guys that are probably available. And then in that same game, Commanders-Bengals, Austin Eckler has probably not been dropped a whole lot yet. But he may be on your bench. I'm not starting Austin Eckler. He had a good game last week, but I still want to see it. Brian Thomas, by far the guy over there. Luke McCaffrey? Yes, he's the brother of Christian. Andre Isavah? If you've got Andre Isavah and you did what I recommended, you pick up him when T. Higgins before week one, we were recommending you do this. Andre Isavah, an ownable, startable guy. He's the number three guy for the Bengals, and once they get off the schneid and start, you know, having success, which they will, once they get that offense moving a little bit, he will still be a keepable guy. Chase Brown's another guy that's out there that has been getting run. Zach Moss is slowly but surely going to lose his job to Chase Brown, mark my word. Write that down. Take a picture of it. All right? All right, so that's what you do if you had T. Higgins. Elsewhere down the injury report, might have to fly through some fire and ice here a little bit. David Njoku out. That means there's nobody on the Cleveland Browns that I would really like to start, maybe aside from Jerome Ford. You'll probably hear from him. Ferguson, Cowboys tight end, he is going to play. Justin Jefferson is going to play, but Jordan Addison is out. Jalen Naylor, a pretty deep add there. Jordan Love. Look, Jordan Love wants to play. He's going to be a game-time decision versus the Titans. It's a tasty matchup for the receivers on Green Bay if Jordan Love plays. If Jordan Love doesn't play, I'm not starting any Green Bay Packers wide receivers, not even Reed. All right? Joe Mixon, doubtful for the Houston Texans. Did not practice yesterday. Cam Akers is going to be the guy there. If Joe Mixon does not play, and he probably won't, that's what doubtful means. Cam Akers is going to be a startable guy for the Houston Texans because Damian Pierce ain't going to play either. So roll him out there and feel comfortable about it. Michael Pittman, questionable back, playing the Bears. Not a good start for any of the Indianapolis Colts pass catchers or their quarterback. You'll probably hear from them a little bit later. Evan Ingram, questionable. No practice yesterday. Tight end for the Jags. Josh Palmer, questionable. Quentin Johnson and Ladd McConkey are the guys there for the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin Herbert is questionable with an ankle as well. They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't like any of the guys in this matchup either. Raheem Mostert, doubtful, but probably not starting for your team anyway. Taysom Hill, tight end for the Saints. He's a fun player. He's questionable with a chest injury. Probably not starting Taysom Hill anyway. A.J. Brown already ruled out. Tajay Spears is questionable. He did practice Friday, but Tony Pollard's still the guy that you want over there for the Indianapolis Colts. All right, Noel, let's hit fire and ice, and I'm gonna give you about 90 seconds of 2 minutes right here, real quick.
Now it's time for fire and ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, real quick, Anthony Richardson. I'm icing Anthony Richardson versus the Bears. The Bears have surrendered the third fewest fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks since like the second half of last season. They've been especially tough against quarterbacks that run. That is the reason why we have Anthony Richardson on our team. If you drafted Anthony Richardson alone and did not draft a backup quarterback like I did in a lot of leagues, I'm having to still start Anthony Richardson because hopefully the Bears defense gets after him a little bit and he has to run. That's your bread and butter with Anthony Richardson. He is going to become a better passer. But Anthony Richardson, along with Jaden Daniels, are going to challenge, granted if he stays healthy, are going to challenge Lamar Jackson for the rushing title by a quarterback this season. All right, also don't like Justin Herbert this season versus the Steelers. The Steelers are only giving up 184 yards through the air per game. Plus, you got Joey Porter out there clogging up Quentin Johnston. All right, T.J. Watt's on the team too. Don't like that start for the Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. Like I said with quarterbacks, lots of chalky matchups this week, but there are a couple that are probably not on your radar for whatever reason. One's going to be Derek Carr. Is Derek Carr honestly on your fantasy radar? He should be. But he probably was largely undrafted. In every league that I was in until after week one, Derek Carr wasn't even a thing. All right, they got the Eagles this week. Derek Carr leads the NFL in touchdown passes, yards per pass. So he's not just dumping off to Mike Thomas like he may have been a couple of years ago if he would have been on the team. And quarterback rating, is this going to sustain? Probably not. But we're going to roll with it while we do. And they do have a tasty matchup this week. Philadelphia is surrendering the seventh most pass yards. They've given up 501. and they've given up the third most passing touchdowns through the first two games of the season. And then Jared Goff versus the Cardinals. When did we ever think that Detroit Lions versus Arizona Cardinals was going to be a shootout? Well, this is it. At least that's what we hope. This is probably going to be the highest scoring game of the NFL slate this week. That's my prediction anyway. Cardinals-Lions, highest scoring game of the week. Write that down too. I like Jared Goff. It's not a great matchup versus the Cardinals. The Cardinals are giving up right at 200 yards per game through the air, but it's only been two games. So the sample size is low. That's right there in the middle of the NFL. And then I want to have a quick conversation about Brock Bowers. This right now brought up by my boy Nolan, because he sent me a text wanting to know who he should start, Travis Kelce or Brock Bowers. Well, the answer for me is both. Travis Kelce, you're not going to bench at all ever. This could be the week for Travis Kelce, especially seeing as how the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be starting somebody at running back out of three guys that has played very little. Samaje Perine's played in the NFL, but he hadn't been successful. So the Kansas City Chiefs is probably going to be the awakening of Travis Kelce this week versus the Atlanta Falcons. You may even see Xavier Worthy on some trick plays, you know, some jet sweeps or whatever. You may even see Xavier Worthy take a few balls out of the backfield for the Kansas City Chiefs this week. Brock Bowers, though, you didn't draft probably to be your tight end one unless you waited, like I told you to, until late rounds, and you got Brock Bowers in the ninth round. I have several dynasties where I had like the fifth or sixth overall pick in a rookie draft. I took Brock Bowers in every one of them, and it's paying off for me. But I have a league where I have the Ravens, Mark Andrews. I've got a league where I've got Kittle. I'm going to plug him in for Kittle this week. But I'm starting both those guys. If I have one of the top-tier tight ends, which Brock Bowers is now, if I have a top-tier tight end and Brock Bowers, I'm getting them both in my lineup, unless I just, you know, have no other option. But look, Brock Bowers is tight end number two on this young NFL season. All right. See if I can get to where my here we go. Isaiah Likely, who didn't have a good game last week, is averaging 15.4 points per game after week one. Brock Bowers is averaging 15.3 points per game. Brock Bowers should be tight end number one. He probably is by default. All right, we got to go. More Fire and Ice on the other side of this break. We're going to get to one running backs. We're going to get to wide receivers. See you back in 5 minutes. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Now it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There it is. I was actually playing in the last segment, but I was running my mouth too much. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game. It's time to fly through some Fire and Ice, as we only have one little tiny segment here left. So we'll go ahead and get into it. Fire and Ice is, look, if there's anybody out there that wants to spend money on a fantasy football show, Fire and Ice could easily be turned into like start, sit, hot, cold, maybe an air conditioning company out there. You know, so get in touch with our guys over here in the sales department if you want to have your name mentioned with fantasy football, Fire and Ice. Or if you have pet dragons, maybe, or sell dragons. We're going to start with running backs here, and we're going to ice some folks that have bad matchups. All right, look, so this is, let me, what's it called when you, let me pre-something. I'm not icing Kyren Williams altogether, but I'm not playing him in DFS. So I'm going to do that a lot. And you know me, if you listen, some of these guys just have bad matchups to where the volume of work that he's going to get is too much, and we like the person, the player, too much that we're going to start him in a bad matchup anyway, but I'm going to fade them in DFS. If you play Daily Fantasy, I highly recommend it. Get you a group of friends. Play Daily Fantasy on any of your fantasy apps out there. But Kyren Williams has a bad matchup today. 13th fewest PPR points for the first 2 weeks. Have the 49ers offer. The only problem is but Kyren Williams is going to be used in this Los Angeles Rams offense. He's involved in the pass game too. The Rams are probably going to be playing from behind against the 49ers. The Chiefs running backs versus the Falcons. Yes, they are an ice pick. All of them. The entire group. If you can avoid it, I'm not starting Carson Steele. I'm not starting Samaje Perine. I'm not starting Keontae Ingram. Until we see something. All right, now, if you have injury concerns in this game, which neither the Chiefs or the Falcons have any to my knowledge that we really need to be looking at, and Carson Steele's a guy that you have as an auto sub, which is a tremendous feature this year on Sleeper, by the way, If you've got, if it's in a situation like that where you've got a guy that pops up on the injury report and you don't know if he's going to play and you need to have somebody else on your bench to sub him, okay, Carson Steele may be that guy. Samaje Perine might be that guy. Devin Singletary versus the Browns from the New York Giants. Look, Devin Singletary has been one of the bright spots along with Malik Nabers for the New York Giants this season, but I don't like it going against the stingiest defense in the NFL. You don't really like a whole lot of players going against the Cleveland Browns. You're going to start your tier one guys anyway, but even your tier one guys don't have good games versus the Cleveland Browns. And then James Conner, although this game is going to be a shootout, I don't like the James Conner versus the Lions running defense. You're asking me, Bo, who am I going to start instead of these guys? Well, give me some fire running backs. All right. So somehow I didn't get to this guy. But anyways, give me some Zach Charbonnet versus the Dolphins this week. 19 touches into 69 total yards and a touchdown in week two. The Dolphins defense has surrendered an average of 111 rushing yards per game. They've given up 4 rushing touchdowns to opposing running backs. Remember week one, James Cook, Buffalo Bills. James Cook was the second highest scorer in fantasy football, if I'm not mistaken, in week one. That was against the Miami Dolphins. So if Ken Walker does not play, and it does not look like he had, if I'm not mistaken, Ken Walker is doubtful and likely to not play in this game. Fire up some Zach Charbonnet with confidence. Hopefully you drafted Zach Charbonnet or picked him up on your week one waivers. If you owned Ken Walker, because he's another one of those guys that he's pretty useless just on your bench until Ken Walker gets hurt. Brian Robinson is the Washington Commanders running back that you want to own. Brian Robinson had 133 rushing yards versus the Giants last week through two games. He's running back 14. All right, primetime game, Monday Night Football. Versus the Cincinnati Bengals, Brian Robinson is going to be the guy there. Keep Austin Eckler stashed. Austin Eckler is a great guy. Look, we had a good game last week. He is the passing down back. Brian Robinson doesn't operate a whole lot on passing downs for the Washington Commanders. But Austin Eckler had a pretty good PPR game last week. If you have T. Higgins on Monday night and you want to keep Austin Eckler on your bench, that's the ideal situation for Austin Eckler. But if you drafted him high for whatever reason, and you probably didn't, he could be usable for you in a flex. He could get you 10 points. I'm just saying he's not going to get you 20. If he does, good on you if you start him. But Brian Robinson is the play I want there. Jerome Ford versus the Giants. The Giants have seen through two games, they've seen three different running backs score at least 11 PPR fantasy points, and that's only through 2 weeks. They've surrendered the 8th most points to the running back position. That's 53 through the first 2 weeks of the game of the season. They've given up 53 points to the fantasy football running back. I look for Jerome Ford, who had kind of a quiet week two, great week one. I look for Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford, with David Njoku out, is one of the only startable Cleveland Browns, and probably the only startable Cleveland Brown going into week three, even though it's versus the Giants. You may hear from another one in just 1 minute. All right, running backs that need to poop or get off the pot. I wish I would have had time to get some imaging made for this because I thought it'd be kind of fun, maybe a toilet bowl flushing or something like that. I've got three running backs here that have great matchups who you've probably been starting, or maybe not because you got one of them super late, and that's Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams is facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This week, the Bucs have given up the most fantasy points to PPR running backs. They have already allowed three running backs to score 17 or more fantasy points this season. We've only played two games, and they've given up three 17-point games to three different running backs, have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Javonte Williams, if he's on your team, it's time to poop or get off the pot, Javonte Williams. If Javonte Williams can't get it done versus the Bucs, you may need to be looking elsewhere. DeAndre Swift is another one of those guys. For the Chicago Bears, been super disappointing thus far. I have DeAndre Swift on a fantasy football team, and I have not started him through the first 2 weeks. So you probably are in that situation, too. You didn't draft DeAndre Swift to be an RB1 or 2 for you. You drafted him to be a flex or an RB3, a bye week fill-in. It's been kind of the same, though. Look, you can start DeAndre Swift versus the Indianapolis Colts, who have given up the most rushing yards to running backs this entire season. Through two games, Indianapolis Colts have given up the most rushing yards to running backs this season. DeAndre Swift, pooper, get off the pot, DeAndre Swift. And let me go look at total yards given up because I have another one here. rush yards per game. The Indianapolis Colts have given up 237 yards. The Carolina Panthers have given up 199.5 yards on the ground. That's number two. The Indianapolis Colts have given up 40 more yards on the ground than the second team. That second team, though, is the Carolina Panthers, who Zamir White and the Las Vegas Raiders are playing this week. So Zamir White, Pooper, get off the pot. You have a great matchup this week. Look, Alexander Mattison is going to continue to be a thorn in Zamir White's side for the Las Vegas Raiders. Alexander Mattison is going to continue to be the third down back or the passing down back in this game. But Zamir White versus the Panthers should have no problems having a good game here. They should try to pound the ball versus the Panthers. Look, the Panthers are horrible. All right. They should have a better offense this week with Andy Dalton at the helm, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you to start Deontay Johnson because he has a good matchup, which he does, but I did that last week. Didn't work out. So those are the running backs that need a Pooper get off the pot. We're going to fly through some wide receivers here. We're going to start with our ice picks. I mentioned the Cleveland Browns and how Jerome Ford was the only startable guy. Well, Amari Cooper is going to be on ice this week for the Cleveland Browns. One, because their offense does not look good, led by Deshaun Watson, because, hell, he hadn't played football like over 2 years. Through two games, Amari Cooper has 5 receptions for 27 yards. Yes, that's correct. 7.7 points through two games. All right, the Giants' pass defense has only surrendered 2 passing touchdowns to opposing wideouts. Now, that's through two games, but they've only given up 2 touchdowns. They haven't allowed an individual wide receiver to reach 60 points. This is the New York Giants we're talking about here. And that's because teams are getting up on the Giants and just running the football, you know, and blowing them out. They're not having to pass a lot. But I don't like the Cleveland Browns are probably going to be able to do the same thing. Don't like Amari Cooper this week. I don't like Christian Kirk on Monday night versus the Bills. Christian Kirk's place on your team needs to be the fill-in for T. Higgins if T. Higgins doesn't play. He has 2 receptions for 29 yards. He has a grand total of 4.9 PPR points through 2 weeks. Yes, 4.9 PPR points does Christian Kirk have. As far as the Jags are concerned, Brian Thomas is the only pass catcher that I have any desire to own. All right, Gabe Davis is there. Okay, whatever. Brian Thomas is the guy to own, and I don't know if he's even a great start this week versus the Monday night, versus the Bills on Monday Night Football. The Bills defense have held opposing wide receivers to 70 yards and just 1 touchdown total through 2 games. 70 yards total to wide receivers. All right, and then a couple of guys that you're probably going to – well, Mike Evans versus the Broncos. Look, little Pat Surtain too. DK Metcalf, 29 yards in week 1. George Pickens, 29 yards in week 2. Could be a great week for Chris Godwin because Pat Surtain is going to be all up in Mike Evans' kitchen. Are you benching Mike Evans this week? Probably not, but look, you can fade him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Mike Evans is going to be a guy that I'm definitely starting this week. All right, Mike Evans does not have tremendous success against good cover corners. We've seen this for years when the Bucs play the Saints and Marshawn Lattimore has completely shut down Mike Evans. It's not just Marshawn Lattimore. It's other elite cover corners. Mike Evans is the field stretcher guy, but he's not super, super fast, and he's the end zone target. And all I got to do is bring the safety in for a little bit of help there. So I love Chris Godwin this week. Look for him to have a big game. But Mike Evans, I am completely fading if you can. I totally understand if you can't. Jalen Waddle versus the Seahawks. No Tua. They got 2 guys over there that they might start being the Miami Dolphins. They've given up the 4th fewest points to wide receivers thus far. I am starting Tyreek Hill. There's never going to be a situation where I don't. Oh, I'm already hearing music. Quentin Johnson versus the Steelers. Joey Porter Jr. is probably going to be up all up in Quentin Johnson's kitchen. He'll Drake London in check in week 1. Cortland Sutton in check week 2. Cortland Sutton had 1 catch last week. Versus Joey Porter Jr. Any Green Bay Packers wide receivers, if Jordan Love doesn't play, there's like 4 of them. All right, if Malik Davis plays, I'm not starting any Green Bay Packers wide receivers this week. Who can I play? Wide receivers, real quick, Juwan Jennings and Chris Conley versus the Rams. Chris Conley's a deeper league ad, but if you need to, go ahead and start him. Juwan Jennings, I do like. They got no Debo, no CMC, no Kittle. It's been attrition over there for the San Francisco 49ers. The Rams are 22nd in the league in points given up to the wide receiver position. Demarcus Robinson, Tyler Johnson versus the San Francisco 49ers. Not a great matchup for the Rams offense, but Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, both hurt. Not going to play. Demarcus Robinson, Tyler Johnson are the guys for the Rams. All right, not the best matchup, but they can be had. The Rams have actually given up the 4th most points to PPR points to wide receivers thus far in this NFL season. All right, that's going to do it. Wow, another 54 minutes has flown by. I got Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman are already in here breathing heavy down my neck, got staring at me, got the headphones hooked up into the headphone jacks. They're ready to talk some college football. College football game time is next. I'll see y'all next week.